do you enjoy these sounds? CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9. CITR.ca.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and starting the evening off was a little bit of jazz music just to follow out Gavin's show. I thought it would fit quite nicely. And that was a group called Albatrosh. They're a duo based out of Norway, and they're appearing on the Runegramophon record label, a fantastic label. It has a pretty wide range of stuff, a lot of ambient, a little bit of post-rock, and some female singers. Anyways, from Albatrosh, you heard a track called Fifths. And that's the work of a guy named Eof Dale on piano. And that lovely saxophone was by Andre Rolhaden, I guess is how you say it. Anyways, that album just came out. It's called Yonkers, and it's on Runa Gramophone Records, the Norwegian record label. Anyways, you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening. And don't forget to check out the show's website, canadapostrock.ca. We got podcasts, playlists, everything you need for the show, in case you didn't hear me. And don't forget to check out citr.ca. So we're going to hear some very minimal music in the start of the set. Later on, we got a little bit of kind of shoegazy stuff. And possibly Fab Time, a track from Neurosis. But for now, you can hear a composer named Bill Ryder Jones. And he's got a track featuring the Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra on his new album called If. And this is a guy that I think is based out of, let me see, I'm not sure. He's based out of England, a place called Warrington, England. And he's a pretty young guy. He's around like 28 years old. So after Bill Ryder Jones, you can hear something from Finesse, a collaboration album that he did with a piano player named Sakamoto. This album came out last month, I do believe. It's called Flumina. It's also out on a record label called Touch Records. And then we'll see what we get to after that. But starting off this evening tonight, this is a track from Bill Ryder Jones right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Thursday, February 16th, there's nowhere you'd rather be than the Biltmore Cabaret, an ultra-local show featuring Chains of Love, Lost Lovers Brigade, Villa Kula, and Slim Fathers. Featuring Winnie Cooper DJs, Tristan Orchard, and Will Bangs. Doors are at 8, and tickets are only $8. Again, that's Chains of Love, Villa Kula, Lost Lovers Brigade, and Slim Fathers, all at the Biltmore Cabaret, Thursday, February 16th. Chains of Love at the Biltmore is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. Current show is called Canada Post Rock, and I am your host, P-Bone. What you just heard was something from the Austrian ambient composer artist. His name is Finez, and he's collaborating with an artist named Sakamoto, and he's a piano player. And they have a double album out that just consists of numbers as the titles. You heard the track called 0318, and prior to that you heard something from Bill Ryder Jones, a very beautiful track called The Reader. That's off his album called If. I do believe it's his first release, came out last year sometime. And so we're going to keep going with some more stuff and kind of change it up away from the ambient minimalist music. You're going to hear something from a Canadian group. They're called Phaedra. And I do believe they're made up of some members of Hooded Fang. And they're based out of New Brunswick. From Phaedra, you're going to hear something off the self-titled album. And you're going to hear a track called Aphrodite. Kind of a noisy, lo-fi type pop band. After that, something from Peaking Lights. And Peaking Lights are, I think they're based out of San Francisco. They have a new album out on the, I think they're called Not Fun Records, maybe. Anyways, from Peaking Lights, you can hear a track called Amazing and Wonderful. If you're not familiar, they're a male-female duo. Makes things really great. Kind of shoegazy. Well, not shoegazy, but very just great noise pop. We'll see what we get to after that. And so right now, here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from a group called Phaedra. I'm not afraid to
Born in Nairobi, Kenya, David Nnamdi Odhiambo moved to Winnipeg in 1977 before eventually settling in Vancouver, where he has written three novels entitled Disabandoned Nation, Kiplagat's Chance, and The Reverend's Apprentice. Disabandoned Nation tells the story of a local jazz singer hiding from immigration officials in a flop house on Vancouver's east side. Odhiambo has called this work, in part, an impressionistic sketch of the disparity between Vancouver's west and east side.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
And it was Peaking Lights with Amazing and Wonderful. It's off the new 936 album. And those guys are based out of, I think, San Francisco. All I know, it's the Bay Area. Before Peaking Lights, you heard something out of Eastern Canada, something from New Brunswick, and a kind of a strange group called Phaedra, supposedly made up of members of Hooded Fang. They have a new self-titled release, and you heard a track called Aphrodite, kind of the older synthy, noisy pop track that you hear at the top of the set. Anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia, and I am your host, P-Bone. And we're just going to keep going with some more stuff. Just keep pumping out the tunes for you on this late Monday evening. Hope everyone's doing pretty good. And right now we're going to hear something from Not Not Fun Records. They have a new release from Rangers, kind of a spacey, tripped out electronica group. They have a new album called Pan Am Stories, and you can hear a track called John is the Last of a Dying Breed. And then after that, possibly something from a kind of a bluesy-ish, rockish band called Virgin Forest. And then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Rangers.
Thank you. I don't want to hear you took the easy way out. Tell me that it isn't true. I don't want to hear you took the easy way out. I want to take the easy way to where we made it this far, we feel this way. Tell me what's the use. If you tell me there's an easy way out, I'll take it too. I don't want to hear you die the very first time. How much do you do? I don't want to hear that you didn't even try. You never even moved. Well, we made it this far, we feel this way. So what is it true? If you tell me there's an easy way out, I'll take it too. Sometimes say I'm a really nice guy, but I know the truth. And if we made it this far and we feel this way, just tell me what's the use. And if you tell me there's an easy way out, I'll take it too. Yeah, if you tell me there's an easy way out, I'll take it too.
And that was new stuff from Partisan Records. That was a group called Virgin Forest. The track was called Easy Way Out, also the self-titled track of the album. And if you're not familiar with Partisan Records, they kind of have a similar style to a lot of their bands, kind of almost Americana-oriented type, sort of country-ish feel. They have bands like Mountain Man, as well as Deer Tick, is what they're probably most known for. And they even had stuff like a little bit more experimental stuff, like Holy Sons have been on that label. Holy Sons is one of the guys from Grails and Ohm. Prior to that, you heard something from Not Not Fun Records, a new cut off the new Rangers album. It's called Pan Am Stories, and you heard a track called John is the Last of a Dying Breed. You are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and you got about 15, 20 or so minutes left on the program. And you're going to hear something from Silver Mount Zion. Hopefully everyone made it out to the show this past week. They played at the Rickshaw, and it was on Thursday. Fantastic show. Not as epic as the Godspeed show, but it was definitely worth going to. And they had these really amazing double 7-inches that I picked up. And this is it's an interesting thing. They're not on Constellation Records for the 7-inch. It's actually put out by a new label that I think Ephraim started. It's called Ruined City Birdsong Combos, and they put only about 1,000 editions of this double 7-inch, and they got some pretty good stuff planned out for it. I think they're going to stick to 7-inches, because I don't think Constellation puts out too many 7-inches. So you're going to hear something from, I think, Side B. Track is called State Itself Did Not Agree. And then we see what we'll get to after that. Double 7-inch only has 4 songs on it, so they're kind of longer Silver Mount Zion-style songs. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Silver Mount Zion. Thank you.
February 20th at the Media Club. Catch Veronica Falls with special guest Bleached. Doors are at 8 with the show starting at 9:30. Tickets are available in advance at the Northern Tickets box office, located at the Vogue Theater on Granville Street, or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Flying in all the way from England, this indie pop band is on tour to support their self-titled debut release. For more information, search for Timber Productions Concerts on Facebook. Veronica Falls with Guest Bleached is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a group out of, I do believe they're out of Austin, Texas, and they have kind of a strange name, not too sure about it, but it's called Mother Falcon, and they have a new release called Alhambra. You heard a track off of it called Waltz, and one of the only instrumental tracks on the album. Most of them do have kind of a higher pitched female vocalist. And let me see, before that you heard something from Silver Mount Zion, something off the fantastic new 7-inch that they just put out. You heard a track called The State Itself Did Not Agree, and the name of the 7-inch is called The West Will Rise Again. So you are listening to Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to leave you this evening with a track from Neurosis. I've just been spinning this album quite a bit. The Enemy of the Sun album came out in 93. You can hear a track called Raise the Stray, and let me see, that should take you until the end of the evening, so stay tuned to CITR. There's going to be more great tunes coming your way, so keep it locked, and don't forget to check out CITR.ca for the latest podcasts and playlists and stuff like that. And I guess interesting fact about this album is, this is like back in the day when Napster first came out, one of the first bands I actually downloaded was Neurosis, because I remember been wanting to check out a whole bunch of these bands that I always heard about over the years, but since I come from a really small town in Alberta, I was never able to find music like this. I remember seeing this kid with a Neurosis shirt, and I was always confused. I didn't know what it was. I thought it looked really cool, but I could never find a Neurosis CD in Lethbridge. But anyways, finally when Napster came out, like some of the first stuff I downloaded was like old, some old Dinosaur Jr. stuff I was trying to find. And then Neurosis. So I've been pretty blown away by it since the first time I heard it way back in like grade 10. So anyways, hopefully new stuff from Neurosis coming out this year or maybe some tour. I know Scott Kelly is doing some solo stuff. Anyways, stay tuned to more great music on CITR 101.9 FM. This from Neurosis, this track called Raise the Stray.
To survive.